From the Life of President Wilford Woodruff, Inspired Prophet. When Wilford Woodruff became the prophet, many church members did not have enough money. Wilford especially worried about some of the farmers. He thought, "What can the church do to help the people?" After hearing a report on sugar, President Woodruff felt the church should begin growing sugar beets. He appointed a committee to learn more. He said, "The church needs to know if sugar beets would be a good business," and the committee assured him that they would find out. When the committee decided that growing sugar would not be a good idea, President Woodruff asked a second group to look into it again. This group said, "This group agrees with the first. We do not think sugar beet manufacturing would be a good business for the church." But the prophet said, "Never mind this report. I feel inspired to start the sugar beet industry." Just as the new company began planning to build a factory, Utah began to have serious money trouble. It was not a good time to begin a business. One of the committee members said, "President Woodruff, it is just as we feared. The Utah Sugar Company will never survive. We recommend that you get out of the business while you still can." President Woodruff would not agree. He said, "The Lord has inspired me to have us work with sugar beets, and we will. Every time I think of abandoning it, there is darkness, and every time I think of building it, there is light. We will build the factory even if it busts the church." As the prophet, President Woodruff always tried to lead the church through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. The sugar company eventually helped many struggling farmers. End of the section, From the Life of President Wilford Woodruff, Inspired Prophet.